Jim Chase is a biology professor at a university in Rhode Island. He was driving south on Route 3 from Lancaster towards Whiteville. It was daylight. There weren't any cars ahead of him. Then it happened.
Smack right in front of my car, running out ahead across the road, was a large cat.
Chase got a good look.
It was far enough ahead where I didn't have to tap the brakes, but it was close enough where it was clear what it was. I mean, the thing took up 3/4 of the lane going across.
And he knew what it was.
Seen mountain lions before out west, so just that tawny color, you know, like standing about as tall as a very large dog, but it's got a small head out, you know, and it's got this nice, broad, level back with a long tail, and there's just nothing else that has that those features in North America.
Then it was gone. Steve Weber's a wildlife expert with New Hampshire Fish and Game, and he says Chase could indeed have had a close encounter of the mountain lion kind.
It's possible. There was a wild mountain lion killed on a road down in Connecticut a couple years ago.
But Weber says Fish and Game doesn't have any proof that a mountain lion being spotted in the state is anything more than a big cat passing through or possibly a pet turned loose by its owner.
But we're convinced that we don't have a native population of mountain lions. Mountain lions leave a lot of sign. They are quite noticeable. They show up here and there when, in fact, they are present in a state, and we just haven't seen that.
Jay says he isn't surprised that there could be mountain lions in northern New England. There are plenty of deer and thick woods that would provide cover for the big predators. Only one thing surprises him, that he got a chance to see one. For NHPR News, this is Chris Jensen.